Good morning, I'm Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Wednesday, 27th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, the Dhaka North City Corporation by-elections will be conducted today. Approximately 3 million voters will elect a new mayor and councillors. Polling for mayoral elections will be held in 54 wards out of which 18 are newly created wards. The voting will be conducted from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Motorcycles will be banned in the polling area from today till Friday 6 a.m. except emergency services. Other vehicles will be banned from today. Restrictions on vehicular traffic will be implemented on main roads and highways connecting Dhaka. In Sri Lanka, four policemen were injured during a protest by higher national diploma in accountancy students at Lotus Road in Colombo yesterday. Students were demanding an increase in the Mahapola scholarship from $27 to $305 given to university students every year. Police had to use water cannons and tear gas to disperse the protesters, leading to injuries. The Lotus Road leading to the presidential secretariat was blocked yesterday. Every year, more than 1,000 students get the Mahapola scholarships. More protests can be expected in Colombo by the students this week. In India, the government has issued a high alert across the states bordering Pakistan, including Jammu and Kashmir, after India carried out a preemptive airstrikes across the line of control in the Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The Indian Air Force carried out the airstrikes targeting Jaish-e-Mohammed camps, training camps, and eliminated more than 300 terrorists. The Armed Forces of Pakistan dismissed the claims by the Indian government and said that there were no damage to infrastructure and no casualties were reported either. Jaish-e-Mohammed claimed responsibility for the attack on a convoy of paramilitary personnel in Pulwama, which killed 44 soldiers on February the 14th in Jammu and Kashmir. Jaish-e-Mohammed has been banned by the UN and several other countries, including India, Pakistan, the US, and the UK. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.